Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thankful for the opportunity to be in this meeting tonight. Sometimes back at home we have special meetings. I'm thinking of maybe an Easter Sunday morning service, and you have everybody there, everybody that only comes to church when you have lilies in the front or poinsettias, either at Easter or Christmas. And everybody's there that day in church, and the children are up to sing, and the choir is there to sing, and you've got all these parents that don't come ordinarily, and the place is full, and it's nice, and we have a good time, and we enjoy the singing, and we enjoy everything that we enjoy. Kind of like this morning. I had a good time this morning in the church service. I don't know if you all did, but that was so nice to... Here now we have to keep this thing moving because we only have a little bit of time, and we've got to get the cottagers there to sing, and they got to hear from the village, and we've got this to do, and then we've got to end then because we've got lunch coming, and we've got, and it's all almost kind of like programmed, and it's nice and it's good and it's right and there's nothing wrong with it. But I thought now tonight we can just come. Don't have to get the cottagers in or anybody in. I don't have to get in. You don't have to get in. Nobody's got to do nothing. We just have to enjoy Jesus. And sometimes I think of Easter Sunday night. You know, that's one of our smallest meetings of the year. Sunday morning, it's one of the largest. Sunday night, Easter Sunday night, that's when nobody comes. Everybody's with their family. Everybody's had a long day because we started with the sunrise service at 7 a.m. and it's been all day, and I understand that. But it's so nice just to get there with the few that come on Sunday night and just to think, it's all over. I don't have to worry about trying to get this or that. Now, tonight, our opportunity is just to enjoy Him. Do you know what I mean by that? Some of you, I think, do. I hope you all do. To just enjoy Jesus. Not to have to enjoy this one or the choir or that one or this. And that's enjoyable, and Jesus is in that, and that's good. I'm not disparaging that at all. But at least from my perspective, and maybe because I don't like to do this and to have to, you know, run the thing, I like just to sit there and just to enjoy Jesus. Just to enjoy His presence. Just to enjoy Him. Just to love Him. And for you to testify if you want to. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. But if Jesus wants you to testify, you testify. If He wants us to sit here all night and just be quiet and just wait upon Him and just enjoy His presence, then that's what we'll do. We'll just enjoy His presence. We're just going to love Him tonight. We're going to give Him the opportunity because that's His opportunity to work in us, and He wants to. He wants to work in us more than He's worked in us. He wants to continue that, and He wants to be glorified in us. And so I just want to give Him that chance tonight. We all do, I know. Now, again, if He wants to use you, feel free. You can speak and preach and exhort and admonish and pray or sing or whatever the Lord wants you to do. It's your meeting, Lord. It's your opportunity. Here we are. We've gathered together here in this room tonight to let You have Your way with us. Help Yourself to us. Work in our hearts to change us. Just do what You want to do. And let not one thing fail of what You have ordained. But Lord, plug us all in where we need to be. And to that end, Lord, give us every one of us here faith. Lord, Lord, oh, the pure delight of a single hour just to spend before Your presence. Lord, to be refreshed and quickened and strengthened. Lord, the miracles that You bring about just by Your presence. Mountains flow down like wax in Your presence. And Lord, there are mountains perhaps, maybe in our hearts or minds, maybe in our lives, maybe mountains of circumstance. And yet, Lord, just to enjoy You and sit in Your presence, You have an opportunity to just make all the mountains disappear. Dear Lord, it's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. And so, Lord, we pray that You'll give us all a sight of Yourself. And refresh every one of us, Lord, tonight as we're here. And Lord, again, just use who You desire. Speak to us. Minister to us. We want the Holy Spirit to have His way. And so we ask, Lord, at the beginning of this service that You'd bless and use and work as You desire. And through the whole camp, we remember the boys tonight. They'll be meeting together, Lord, gathering there in that village room. And dear Lord, we pray that You'll meet every boy. Lord, there may be those that are holding out. Lord, there might still be some bones, very dry bones, not connected to anything here at camp. But Lord, as they hear the word of the Lord, we pray that You will work in them and bring life. Connect them, Lord, not only to the rest of the body, but most importantly to the head. And Lord, let Your life flow. Bless Brother Peter. Use him, anoint him, Lord, for the ministry tonight. We pray that You'll do the same at the cottage. Visit them, Lord, there we pray. Father, we thank You. We give You this evening for You to work in us and have Your way by Your mighty power. Amen. Amen. Could we sing together number 29 in our white books? The white book, number 29.
Of the joy.
has come to abide. I'm Pentecost in my soul. The Spirit dwells in my heart within, and breaks the power of pardon sin. Though o'er my head dark clouds may roll, I'm Pentecost in my soul.
You, Lord, you're a wonderful friend, oh Lord.
my soul, Lord. Hallelujah, Pentecost in my soul. Oh, the Spirit has come. Jesus in my soul. Hallelujah.
For my one.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, He's the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him. Love and adore Him. His name. exalted, dear Lord, over everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you are.